Marcos, Gabby, Bob, Molly, Black Queen, Nani, Malcolm X, Uvex, El Corey, and you next. You ten ball, Shelly Ann, Elira, even Sherika. Yeah, yeah, Africa, we there, yeah. Tell them, say me there, yeah. Call me sister and me brother. Come here, Black, you are African. Yeah, yeah, tell them, say me there, yeah. Call me sister and me brother. Black, you are African. America, England, Canada, from your black, you are African. Haiti, Trinidad, Barbados, from your black, you are African. You could have come from under the cold. Iceland, no care of it cold. Come together, the young and the old. From your black, you are African. Don't cry, Mama Africa. Don't say low time, no, Mama Africa. Lost them way, Mama Africa. But we still are prepared today. Tell them, tell me there, yeah. Tell Mama me there, yeah. Call your sister and your brother. Come from your black, you are African, yeah, yeah. Tell them, say we there, yeah. Tell Mama we there, yeah. Call your sister and your brother. From your black, you are African, yeah, yeah. Tell them, say me there, yeah. Africa me there, yeah. From your black, you African.
Yes, thank you. We are tapped in with Maroon Queen. Maroon Queen, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm great, you know. I'm just happy to be in this beautiful platform.
Well, I thank you for coming through. If you will, you know, tell our audience where you're hailing from today.
Well, right now I'm in the hills of St. Mary, Orchard, between Orchard, you know, and St. Mary.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm at right now. Yeah. Yeah, by the seaside, just watching the breeze and, you know, watching the sea and the waves. Yeah.
Wow.
I know, right?
Yeah, well,
I heard it's very cold where you are.
Yes, I envy you. I envy you.
I know, I was kind of showing off.
I really envy you because, you know, it's been cold here. I've been sick for the past 2 days. So, you know, I knew I had to do this, but it's like a special kind of breath of fresh air. Just to come on and start talking. So, and you know, keep getting sick and losing my voice. This weather is, one day it's warm, next day it's cold.
So sorry to hear that. Well, they're always welcome to sunny Jamaica, you know, so it's, you know, there's nothing holding you back.
I know.
Yeah,
very tempting right about now, this time of year as well. Yes. So, of course, it is that I opened up with your track, Africa Medea.
Africa
Medea. And so, actually, there are a few persons that thought that you were, that you're African. Well, truth and in fact, you're African, but, you know.
Well, you know, I'm African, you know, we are all African. I was just born in Jamaica, but yeah, we are all Africans.
You got dropped off at a different location.
Yeah, we just got dropped off at different locations, but you know, exactly. But we are all Africans because we are all coming from the same place.
Yes. Okay, so talk to me about the Africa Medea tune.
All right, so you know, I realized that a lot of us, you know, as Black people, we segregate ourselves just because we're somewhere else. Mm-hmm. We don't unite. Even when we're together, some of us, we don't unite, you know, but we'll be saying, oh, I'm Trinidadian, I'm this, I'm that. And I just think that overall, we should be reminded that we're all Africans. And when we see each other, we should greet each other with love and, you know, just celebrate that we're here, we're meeting up, we in this position where we can now meet up and have fun. Like, you're in the US, another African, you know, you could be a sister, or right, you know, depending on where we're coming from, because, you know, a child was dropped there, a brother was dropped there, a sister was dropped there, and we have to really take these things into serious consideration, you know, because you already know that I'm a person who speak, who preach self-love.
Yeah.
Within ourselves, you know, within, you know, and this is one of the thing too, you know, so we're always excited. I'm always excited, you know, when I see a Black American excel, or, you know, are just always ready to give an upliftment, word of advice, uplift each other and stuff like that, because I know, you know, we all came on that ship, and, you know, mothers were crying, grandmothers, children, whatever it was. And so this song is to just really remind us and keep us grounded, you know?
Okay. So tell our listening audience, or educate your listening audience, what age did you start, you know, embark on this journey in terms of music?
Well, I really started embarking on this journey when I was... when I was much younger, like about 9-year-old, 8-year-old, when I started to have this mindset to start on this journey, because I remembered a time when I had some sisters and that was, you know, just lighter. Mm-hmm. Lighter than I was.
Yeah.
And they used to like make fun, you know, say, oh, she spoiled the family, she's Black and all of that. And I wasn't aware of all these things, because, you know, in Jamaica, we're not aware too much of racism and so on.
Right.
And, yeah, so when that started to happen, now, you know, it used to make me curious. I mean, I've never felt any less than a way. I'm always felt confident and comfortable. But then when Black History, and I just started to just really, really get in tune, I really get interested in trying to know more, you know, like understand. And then when I started to read, I started to understand where it came from, mental slavery, and why we feel that way and why we treat each other that way. And I decided that, hey, when I, you know, when I'm in the position, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out. I'm going to preach this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to embark on this journey of us helping each other to find that self-love back again, you know? So that's where it's really started from.
On that note, I'm going to jump to one of your tracks, Black and Proud, and I will be right back. Keep it locked right here on the One-on-One Music Review.
See you more Black girl when I use the cuss. You know my name, Black Queen. What is this? What is this I'm witnessing in life? A Black man telling a Black girl she stood out to be his wife. Now, here comes a Rasta man that controlling the team. I tell her how much she had the queen and him a king. But this him go get a brick and get a bolt of sting. He go find himself a brownie and a pure muggling. So, he doesn't make no sense to contradict the thing. Cause I know for who know make woman go bleach out them skin. You know we need to really stop and check with mates and think about all the things we do and all the things we say. Like how we cause a picnic or them ugly and them Black. That's why never we not turn on like Baracus. If you can't love yourself, then you can't love anyone else. But don't blame us, it's not your fault. Just mental slavery playing, it's bad. And if you don't know where you're coming from, you won't know where to start. So don't blame us, it's not Listen, me I say, yo, enough man can appreciate a real beautiful black woman. And you see if them not have a brownie or a white girl by them side, them no feel like them on nobody. What a low self-esteem make you feel like that. Can you hear me say, you want to hear about eye skin color? Eye skin color is my color. Real black power. That's why I'm call myself Black Queen. You see me, even though me wear my little fashion them, don't get it twisted, me love myself. Cause I want thing me know. Cause if you can't love yourself, now you can love anyone else. So don't blame us, it's not your fault. This makes us very plain, it's bad. And if we don't know where we are coming from, we won't know where to start. So don't blame us, it's not your fault.
Audience right now, to my listening audience and all the persons that are requesting that I pull that I pull up this tune, I'm telling you, there's quite a few surprises today, and I must tell you, this is one of the surprises, because I literally just got this tune 1 minute ago before I put it on the air. Okay, so I'm working with what I had, and I had no idea what Maroon Queen is capable of, because it is that I have so much artists that I listen to, you know, throughout the day, and I have to pick the date and time because of the different shows and stuff like that. But I'm telling you right now, this is a big deal right here. What?
Thank you.
When did you release?
Thank you.
When did you release this tune?
I released this tune 2 years ago on my EP, and I know we're releasing it on my album, because, you know, I'm gearing up to release my album right now. It's called, you know, the album is called Africa and Data, but yes, I released it. I re-released it, really, because, you see, when it comes to us, it's certain songs we don't pay attention to, so we have to keep putting it out there, put it in the front, the forefront. Because, you know, we're at a dilemma right now where is a certain things we are, certain poison we're taking in our brain, in our body, in our whole system. You know what I mean? And it comes in music, the form of music. It comes in the form of how we dress. There's so much things, you know? So, as I said, I've embarked on this journey, and I'm really, like, in every way, like, you know, just really, I'm very serious about this journey. I've been in Africa touring. I did the Africa Medea song and did the video there. But it's not just about music. It's a lifestyle. It's about how we eat. It's about how we dress. As I say, I released my clothing line for Black Kings and Queen, you know. And it's a whole movement. I have girls and boys that we go around and we teach and we have seminars, and that's just, you know, me, my models. My models are some of my spokesperson. So it's a whole movement.
Well, I will be right back. Well, let's make it car. I'm telling you, I'm taken aback by this Black and Proud song. Wow. So you have been doing music for a while. Will this be your first album? I know you've said EP, but is this your first legit album that you will be doing?
Yes, this is. Yes, this is going to be my first album. Yes.
And wow. Okay. So for the listening audience who are just hearing you for the first time, and even persons who know about you before, because there are a few persons who actually tapped in and they followed your works before, but there are persons who know nothing about your works. What can they expect from the album? Is it as militant as this song?
Oh, yes. I've already heard where it's going, the old vibration.
Yes.
You can expect just great things, you know. Expect great things, knowledge, love. A lot of love is in there. And I have a little jazz and stuff. A lot of emotional songs in there, because I did also song Nobody Knows My Pain. That's on the album too. We're talking about a person that is in a situation where they're ill and how they feel, and that is the reason why you should take care of your health and eat right. And you know, this person was there, they were partying, living the life, everybody was around them, but then, and this is a real true life story. I actually write based on some of the stuff I wrote is of experience, like seeing these things happen, you know. Okay. So this is that's also one of them, Nobody Knows My Pain. That's quite a favorite. And Lovers Rock, of course. Me and Singer Jay is on there. Mm-hmm. And of course Utterance, because you know, we never take the vaccine, you know, we go natural way, we take the medicine, we take the spirulina and them thing there. So we let that known. So those things are on the album. Yeah. We're blood clean, you know? Yeah.
Now, who are the persons who inspire the music that you're doing? I am so interested to know who are your influencers.
Who am I influenced by?
Yes, who are your influencers? Yes.
All right, I must tell you, you know, now we're in the season of Bob Marley. Bob Marley have influenced me a lot.
Yes.
Life has influenced me, being around people and seeing situations and learning from stuff, you know, and especially the Most High has been an influence to me to keep myself grounded and to keep myself doing the right thing, like speaking and doing, don't matter if it doesn't come with a lot of hype, you keep me grounded that, okay, don't worry about the hype or who is seeing you now or what, just know that you're doing my work and this is what you have to do. So I'm reminded of that every day. I pray and I'm inspired by that. You know, I'm inspired by the Most High.
Now, mm-hmm. as we are in February, the Reggae Month as well, we're doing a Reggae Month edition. Thanks for coming through to a Reggae Month edition as well. Are there any performances for yourself for this Reggae Month on the island?
Well, this Reggae Month, yes, there is. So, but what was focused on mostly for this month, because, you know, this month means a lot to me for my journey and what I'm about and what I do. So this month has been busy for doing my personal stuff, like launching my clothesline, you know, like launching the release of the single and getting now ready to launch my album. So I really deserve this month. You know, because this is when you have a little attention on the whole subject that I am talking about, that I have been preaching and I have been pushing. Everybody goes back to the whole party and drinking and stuff like that. So I have to utilize this month a lot, you know, for myself and for my journey.
All right. Wow. Shout out mm-hmm. to Matt Abstract.
I'm here, and that's why I'm on this program.
I appreciate that. Shout out to Matt Abstract. Shout out to all my Instagrammers and X.com. I didn't forget about you. Thank you guys for sharing.
Raquel, and shout out to you. Shout out to everybody that's taking the time out to listen to this program.
Yeah.
Big up me to Ellis too, you know. He has he came through, he gave the girls some you know, he gave the this movement. He came as a male, that energy, and he really gave us a strong energy, and I really much appreciate. I love that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And others, and many others. Big up on yourself, of course. You don't know. I really appreciate everybody that is stepping towards this movement and moving forward and helping us to push it forward. I really appreciate and love you all.
Let me tell you, there are persons that are really loving that tune. They're really loving that tune. So on that note,
yes.
I am going to jump to Maroon Queen, Black and Proud. And when you come back, we are going to, you know, take one more question from our audience and vibe out, because we have others waiting in the wait. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to Black and Proud by Maroon Queen. Keep it locked.
Can appreciate a real beautiful black woman. And you see if them not have a brown in our white girl by them side, them not feel like them on nobody. What a low self-esteem make you feel like that? Can you hear me say, you want to hear about eye skin color? Eye skin color is my color. Real black power. That's why I'm going to call myself Black Queen. You see me, even though me wear my little fashion them, don't get it twisted, me love myself.
focus. You know my name, Black Queen. What is this? What is this I'm witnessing in life? A black man telling a black girl she stood out to be his wife. Now, here comes a Rasta man and control the team. I tell her how much he had the queen and him a king. But this him go get a brick and get about a sting. He go find himself a brownie and a pure muggling. So, he doesn't make no sense to contradict the thing. Cause I'm a fool who make woman go bleach out them skin. You know we need to really stop and check with mates. And think about all the things we do and all the things we say. Like how we cause the picnic, oh, them ugly and them black. That's why never we not turn no lies, Barack. Cause if you can't love yourself, then you can't love anyone else. But don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. And if you don't know where you're coming from, you won't know where to start. So don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. Yeah. Imagine a country that is 90% black. And when you check the ratio and you check out all the facts, most Miss Jamaican contestants look white. The message that we're sending to a feeling that's all right. And when you see some all a move and even I just low self-esteem, make them a move so evil still. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin. What matter is the power that you put within. Cause if you can't love yourself, no, you can't love anyone else. So don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. And if we don't know where we are coming from, we won't know where to start. So don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. Yeah. Oh.
I remember. So, to my listening audience, let me tell you something. There are so many comments that I can't keep up with them, and I'm not there are so many comments coming from the various platforms in reference to this song, like right here. This track is on a different level. It's definitely on a different level. And your comments from across the aisle, you know, soundy a bang, soundy digital a bang, big tune, fire signs, more fire. We're bleaching a go. To all the girls out there, just know that, yes, embrace your blackness. Embrace your blackness. I love it. What? I don't know why Maroon Queen planned to give me this song when I start the show, because it is that. We have to go to an interview. But I am going to bring her on one of my longer shows, because we need to have a lot of conversation regarding this song and even other tracks as well. So
yes,
Maroon Queen, I really, really you know, I have like to say goodbye to some of my guests, and where it is that I'm like, oh, okay. And you're one of those guests.
Okay, thank you, bless up, and thanks for having me. Remember guys, check me out at Black Queen Viva if you want to stream my song, and check me out Maroon Queen IG, and I'm on all digital platforms, so give me a comment, let me see you, I'll answer back. All right, and take care. Love you. Bye.
Bye, Maroon Queen. That's Maroon Queen for you. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, go follow her across the social media platforms. And again, the name of this track is Black and Proud. Waiting in the wings, we have Aya Inky, who's going to be up next. Keep it locked.
Here comes a Rasta man and controlling the team. I tell her how much he had the queen and him a king. But this him go get a brick and get about a sting. He go find himself a brownie and a pure muggling. So he doesn't make no sense to contradict the thing. Cause I'm a fool who make woman go bleach out them skin. You know we need to really stop and check with mates. And think about all the things we do and all the things we say. Like how we go to picnic, oh, them ugly and them black. That's why never we not turn no lies, Barack. Cause if you can't love yourself, then you can't love anyone else. But don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. And if you don't know where you're coming from, you won't know where to start. Oh, don't blame us, it's not our fault. Just mental slavery playing its part. Yeah, imagine a country that is 90% black. And when you check the ratio and you check out all the facts, most Miss Jamaican contestants look white. The message that we're sending to a feeling that's right. And when you see some all a move and even I just lose self a steal. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin. What matters is the power that you put within. Cause if you can't love yourself, no, you can love anyone else. So don't blame us, it's not your fault. Just better for every plane. My pretty, yes, but me too black. You see me, I say, yo, enough man can't appreciate a real beautiful black man. And you see if them not have a brown in our white girl by them side, them no feel like them on nobody. But a low self-esteem make you feel like that. Can you hear me, I say, you want to hear about eye skin color? Eye skin color is my color. Real black power. That's why I'm a call myself black queen. You see me, even though me wear my little fashion them, don't get it twisted, me love myself. Cause I want thing me know. Cause if you can't love yourself, no you can love anyone else. So don't blame us, it's not your fault. The fence of every plane is bad. And if we don't know where we are coming from, we won't know where to start. So don't blame us, it's not your fault.
Well, coming up next, we have Awakening the World.